We lock eyes from across the room. It's not the first time this has happened tonight, and I know what your eyes are telling me. I can see in them a familiar desire, a lust, a need to lay your hands upon me. With a glance, I command you follow me. Our matching gaze is unwavering, not caring about distance and people between us. Until we meet at the door to the balcony, and I lead you outside. Without a word, I place my hand on your chest, and slowly but firmly press your back against the wall. Our eyes locked, lips held, a hair's breath away from touching. Hold myself against you. I can feel, pressed against my thigh, the very desire that is so clear on your face. You gently brush your hand across my chest. It's not cold tonight, yet my nipples are hard and my breasts are firm. Press myself into you further as I feel your cock straining in your pants. Your breath, warm upon my lips, quickens. And I hold us there for a heartbeat. Bodies pressed together. Eyes locked. Arms around one another. Until I shift my hips ever so slightly, my thigh bearing itself through the slit in my dress as I slowly start to rub it against your hot cock. It has the desired effect. I see you flush. Your eyes go dark. What is it taking for you to keep your hands off every inch of my body? Oh no, but that's not how we play this game. The barest touching of lips. And then I take my lips to your ear. And I whisper, lover, I have a surprise for you. Take your hand in mine, and then from my bra I pull something small and press it firmly into your hand. One quick kiss, and then I leave, and you look down to find yourself hard as a rock, unfulfilled, and holding a tiny remote.